Father, we want to thank you that on this day, this is family day, and that as Phil speaks, he speaks not just as granddad to Louis, but as child of God. Lord, would you help us to understand what it means to be part of your family? Will you help us what it means to dedicate ourselves to you? Amen.
Amen. I don't know why we pray for the speaker when we start. Surely we ought to be praying for you guys. Anyway. Luna, I've got something in my bag here. Who's that?
Bing!
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 Would you like Bing? So, Bing. Who's heard of Bing? Now, Bing might look like a cartoon character to you, cartoon rabbit, but Bing is Luna's favourite show. Bing is a for those of you who don't know, Bing is a preschool bunny who experiences everyday issues and problems. And then there's Flop. Flop is the grown-up in Bing's life. Whilst Flop appears to be a short, stuffed, orange toy bunny, Flop is actually Bing's carer, who educates him, entertains him, and comforts him when he faces a problem. Flop helps Bing to sort out the messes he gets himself into, and shows him a better way to do things. Now, the main characteristic of Flop I've noticed when I started watching this show about 2 months ago was patience. Flop has the patience of Job. I thought I'd better bring in a biblical character. Patience is, and I quote the dictionary, the capacity to accept or tolerate delays, problems, or sufferings without becoming annoyed or anxious. That sums up Flop. And it's patience that all parents, carers, grandparents, godparents need to have. Not only is Flop patient with Bing, Flop is totally dedicated to him. Now, dedication, that's a funny word, isn't it? When we talk about dedication, it's usually in the context of someone being obsessed with their work or their hobby. He's totally dedicated, we say, to his job or to his golf or his car. She's totally dedicated to her garden or whatever it may be. If you're dedicated to something, it takes hard work and effort. It takes a lot of time, a lot of energy. Dedication is, according to the Cambridge Dictionary, the activity of giving a lot of your energy and time to something you think is important. The Oxford Dictionary puts it like this: the hard work and effort that someone puts into an activity or purpose because they think it's important. Now, we think Luna is important. And we think bringing up Luna in what we might call the Jesus way, is essential. So when we come to dedicating Luna this morning,
Luna.
It's not just about dedicating her to God, although that's really important, and we of course are going to do that. It's also about dedicating ourselves to the hard work, effort, and time that it will take to raise her. That will require all of us. John and Leonie, of course, but also her godparents, Tim and Lily, the wider extended family that's here this morning, and of course her church family too. We all have a part to play in this amazing task, praying for Luna, helping her to grow in her understanding of the world as it expands before her, but also in our knowledge and experience of the amazing, relentless, all-encompassing love of the God who cares for her and who wants to have a wonderful and deep relationship with her. That will require dedication, commitment, and patience in all of us. Now, as we come to dedicate Luna today, I want to suggest three things that dedication is not, and then three things we are going to do. So, three things that dedication definitely is not. First of all, dedication is not magic. There's nothing magical going on here this morning. Yes, the act of dedication is a deeply spiritual time, but nothing magical is happening here. We pray for you, Luna. We're going to pray for Luna. We're going to pray for her family. We're going to make commitments to God that we will raise her up with Christian values, and we will seek to show the Jesus way of living to her. But you notice there's no water here, well, apart from a bit to drink. This is not a baptism. For we believe that only Luna can decide to commit herself to God through baptism, and we pray she'll do that as she grows up. Secondly, this is not a tick box exercise. Dedicating Luna is not something we just do because it's the way we do things in churches like ours. This is not about Luna becoming a member of the church. She's already part of this church family. Dedication isn't giving her a ticket to heaven. It's rather praying for her, dedicating her to God's love and care, and dedicating ourselves to the joy and the pains of raising her up in that love. And thirdly, dedication is not what I would call a Kodak moment. It's not a single moment in time. It's not something we do today and then forget about it for the rest of Luna's life. It's not a Kodak moment. It's not a chance just to get the family together, take some photos, have a piece of cake, and maybe crack open a bottle of bubbly. Although we might do that later. The day is simply a milestone on Luna's journey of getting to know God. John and Leonie will need to be continually dedicating her to God, praying for her, guiding her to know Jesus for herself, and training her in the ways and the values of what we Christians call the kingdom of God. That's love, joy, peace, patience, that word again, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, tolerance, self-control. These values, what Christians call the fruit of the Spirit, are not learned in a single moment of time. It takes a lifetime to even begin to perfect them. But because the journey starts here, as we commit Luna into God's loving care this morning, that's where it starts. Today is an important milestone in Luna's spiritual journey, and perhaps in John and Leonie's too. So what are we going to do as we dedicate Luna this morning? Three things we're going to do. First of all, we are thanking God for the gift that is Luna. We are celebrating. We are partying. I know I'm biased, but she is amazing. She has brought such joy into our family, and she's truly a gift from God. We all know, I guess, that Luna means moon in Latin. But there's other words that Luna means. Luna can mean lovely, pure, flower, and independent. We can vouch for all those attributes, and we celebrate them. Yesterday is a day to party as we celebrate God giving Luna to us. So first, we party. Secondly, we promise. We are shortly to make promises to God and to each other. We will commit or dedicate ourselves to raising Luna in those godly values we've just mentioned. And we'll promise to, play our part in that. Caring for her, training her in the Jesus way. So we party and we promise, and the third P, said, I haven't spoken here for over a year, and I automatically go back to three P's. How does that work? Three P's, we pray. Some of you guessed that. We pray for God's blessing on her, that she will develop and flourish, and that she will increasingly know and love God for herself, so that eventually she will choose for herself the Jesus way of living, and want to publicly commit to that through baptism. And baptism is simply the Christian way of saying, I want to identify with Jesus as my Lord and my Saviour, and I'm putting him first in my life. That's what, in faith, we're praying for Luna this morning. We party, we promise, we pray. I want to just finish with reading a couple of verses from the Bible. Better have some Bible. There are actually only two specific references to child dedication in the Bible. One in the Old Testament, in 1 Samuel chapter 1, when Hannah brings Samuel to the temple and she says, I am dedicating him to the Lord so that he will belong to the Lord his whole life. And as we know, Samuel grew up to become one of the greatest prophets of Israel. And the second reference is in the New Testament, when Mary and Joseph bring Jesus to the temple in Luke chapter 2. Luke says the law stated that if a woman's first child was a boy, he must be brought to the temple and dedicated to the Lord. So although it wasn't exactly egalitarian, dedication was a common practice in biblical times. I could have read either of those passages, but I'm not going to. I've actually want to give two verses to John and Naomi this morning, which I felt drawn to this past week. The first is at the end of the book of Joshua, chapter 24, verse 15. Joshua was this amazing warrior who had taken over from Moses, who had brought the Israelites out of Egypt, through the Sinai Desert to the edge of the Promised Land. And it was Joshua who then led the people into Canaan, as it was then called, defeating the indigenous people who lived there and carving up the land between the 12 tribes of Israel. But towards the end of the story, we find that the tribes had started to take on the customs and the religion of the indigenous peoples in whom they were living amongst. And Joshua calls the leaders of the tribes together and challenges them. He says, if you refuse to serve the Lord, he says, then choose today which of these other gods you will serve. But as for me and my family, we will serve the Lord. As for me and my family, we will serve the Lord. That's a word for all of us. Which God will you choose to serve? Actually, yes, it's that. That's all right. Which God are you going to choose to serve? The gods of this world, who demand everything and give nothing? Or the God who loves you unconditionally to the point of giving himself to die a horrific death on a cross for you? John and Leonie, as they bring Luna to be dedicated, in effect are saying, as for our family, we will serve the Lord. We'll put him first in our lives and first in our family. And the second verse is in Proverbs. Proverbs is a collection of wisdom writings written largely by the wise old King Solomon. And Proverbs 22 verse 8 says this, train up a child in the way they should go, and when they are old, they won't turn from it. Or as the Message translation says, point your kids in the right direction, and when they're old, they won't be lost. You see, like Bing, Luna will make many mistakes as she explores the world and learns about life. But I pray that just like Flop, Johnny Leone and every parent and godparent, grandparent and family member here this morning, hello Luna, that we will all have the dedication and the patience to train up those under our care in the way they should go, in the Jesus way. And may Luna and every child you who are here this morning are responsible for grow up to love Jesus and put Jesus first in their lives. And now, to promise, pray, and party. Amen.